The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and we're glad to bring this show to you to educate you, give you the information you need to fight the insurance companies on your injury claim, period. You need it. You need a strategy or strategies. We call it a legal game plan at our law firm, Bell and Pollock. We have for years. We wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. We thought it was so important. The book is on our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's free. You can download an e-copy free anytime, or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 870-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And we'll be glad to send you a hard copy of any or all of our books at any time. If you want to just drop by our law firm, you can drop by anytime and we'll give you a hard copy of our books right there, free. It's just that simple. We want you to have the information. We've written six books. They're all on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know that we cover a different injury subject each week. We try to break it down for you to show you the components of an injury claim, how the insurance companies try to beat you every step of the way. You know, when we talk about a legal game plan or a strategy, we mean it. We really mean it. You need one from the very beginning. You need one before the accident even happens. We've covered that before. We covered that in our top tips on how do you win your injury claim. That was in part one. You need a strategy. You need a strategy on how the accident happened. And you think, when you say, well, wait a minute, Gary, wait a minute, Brad, I was rear-ended. Why do I need a game plan for that? Because they try to blame you many, many times, even for a rear-end accident. And you got to be saying, you got to be kidding me. We're not kidding you. This is no joke. So to help you, to help you manage the claim and win the claim, you need information. You need to be educated. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. You need to be told. You need to be guided. You need to navigate the insurance maze, and we're glad to help you do it. So our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about top tips for winning your injury claim. This is part two. There are top tips that you need to know about. You can't just wander through your injury claim. You have to know what you're doing. You know, so Brad, we talked about in part one, we talked about the emergency room on the scene, what you do with the police, that sort of thing. Now you've been injured. Now you're off to the doctor or the emergency room and to the doctor for treatment. How important is treatment and how does that fit into somebody's game plan?
It's going to be very important. And you've got to make sure you're paying attention to what your treatment is and why you're getting the treatment, who's giving the treatment, what the treatment's about, why you're getting the different treatment you are, what doctors are involved in that treatment. There are what we call some doctors who are litigation friendly. And what I mean by that is they're willing to come to court, stand up, and defend their position. You've got other doctors who don't want to get involved in that. Sometimes you have to check to find out if your doctor is willing to do that. Why? Because even at the beginning, while you're putting together your game plan, you have to recognize that the defense will look and say, oh, we know this doctor. This doctor won't come to court. This doctor doesn't like to come to court. This doctor won't spend their time in court. This doctor won't spend their time at depositions. This doctor won't defend the treatment they're giving. So at that point, they know that they can push you to as far as how much they're going to pay you. They can pay you less, not because you don't have the injuries and not because your doctor's not doing a good job. They just know this doctor does not want to become involved in the legal process. Now you say, well, wait a minute, you can just subpoena the doctor. Yes, you can. But subpoenas on doctors, making them interrupt their schedule, even if you give it far enough that you're not interrupting their specific schedule, but just their general schedule, usually doesn't go well as far as how the doctor feels about what they're doing. And sometimes I've seen doctors say they don't want to treat anymore. They want to move the person down the road. Other times they're just not friendly. They won't talk to you in advance. You can't get them to work with you. And so those doctors, while they're great doctors, aren't cut out for the litigation process. So, you know, one of the things you need to do is you need to know if you've got doctors who are willing to go to court, who are willing to engage in the litigation process. The defense has them. I guarantee you the defense has them. We know them. Gary and I have dealt with them a year in, year out. We know who they are, and they're well known in the industry. And those doctors, as a matter of fact, would rather be in the litigation process than be in the healing process. And the defense doctors and the defense experts that are hired, they will spend their time getting themselves ready for court, and they'll make high sixes, low seven figures. That's right. Close to $1 million. They'll make somewhere around there in a year just working for insurance companies and defense lawyers. And that's what they do. They go in, they do these what they call medical examinations, and they do a quick medical examination and say you're not hurt, and they're willing to come into court. And they probably spend more time in court than they do in the doctor's office. So as a plaintiff, you've got to make sure you've got doctors who are willing to do the same thing, who are willing to come into court and talk about the case.
You know, Brad makes some great points. You need to listen to what he's saying. These doctors, these insurance companies analyze the doctors. They analyze you. They analyze your attorneys. They already know if your attorneys will go to trial or if they won't go to trial. Or do they want just a quick settlement? The whole thing is analyzed. Don't think that they're guessing. They're not guessing. And we were talking about your treatment, you know, and talking about what doctors you go to. Of course, you need to have doctors that at least are willing to help you in trial. Because if you don't, put yourself in the place of the insurance company right now. They're trying to analyze your claim. And so they're looking for ways to beat you, and not in a friendly way. This is an adversarial process, okay? Adversarial. So they're looking for ways to beat you. So they might think, well, yeah, your medical records read pretty good for you for your injury claim. However, the doctor that you're treating with, we know, won't come to trial. So how are they going to prove their claim? How are they going to prove it? So if you can't prove it, now we're still the insurance company thinking about you. If you can't prove it, and if your attorneys can't prove it because you have no medical testimony, no doctor on the stand, nobody in trial, well, your records might read really pretty good, and your injuries might be right there, and they might be something that we need to pay and compensate you for, but we're not going to give you full compensation and even medium compensation, or maybe sometimes even low compensation, because we can beat you. We can beat you. So now, you're learning. You have to have the strategy. That's why we preach legal game plan. You come to Bell and Pollock, right? You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We can help you. That's why we preach. When you come into our law firm, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney. That's why we preach that when you come into our law firm, you're going to get a free initial consultation. And you've heard that on TV. Get a free initial consultation. Yeah, but how about a significant, meaningful, free legal consultation? And how about a significant, meaningful, free legal game plan? Okay, so Brad, we talk about the treatment. So the insurance companies do look at the treatment records. They do look at your treatment. So let's explain that to everybody, how that works.
Well, of course, they're going to look at your treatment. That's an important part of knowing what's going on. And that's something to be expected. I mean, I don't get upset about the fact that the insurance companies say and the adjusters say, we want to see the medical records and we want to see the treatment. I do get upset when they want to go back years and years and years, or they want to look at treatment that's or medical conditions that aren't related to the crash, or they want to go back years and years and dredge up stuff that is not related to the crash and would have no reasonable affiliation or association to what your injuries are. So, you know, as they look at the medical information, you know, you want to be careful, because if you're talking to the insurance company without a lawyer, or with an inexperienced lawyer, a lot of times you end up giving them a lot more information than what's appropriate. If you're not careful, the releases you sign for the insurance company are going to include in them a republication right that gives the insurance company the right to republish them or share that information, at which point that information is going to go into a number of different indexes that the insurance company is going to take advantage of in the future, that all insurance companies will take advantage of. We're in a day and age where there's a lot of information floating around out there and a lot of people trying to get as much information about you as possible. But there are entities, advocates, plaintiffs, lawyers who've worked very hard throughout the years and continue to work very hard throughout the years to try to maintain a high degree of privacy with respect to everything about you, with respect to what you're doing, with respect to when you're out in the yard, with respect to when you're in your backyard, with respect to when you're in your house, with respect to your medical care. And we've been great in being able to provide for you these rights. And then in one signature, sometimes the insurance company tries to take it all away and wants to make you an open book that they can publish.
And they do that by having you sign a medical release. That's how that works. So you don't sign the medical release. You talk to an attorney, period, paragraph, done. You don't sign their medical release. You don't sign their forms. You must talk to an attorney. And it's a no-brainer when you get a free initial consultation that's significant and meaningful, like a Bell and Pollock. It's a no-brainer when you get a free legal game plan or game plans or strategies that you understand, that you can implement within the next hour and by tomorrow and next week and next month. And you have attorneys that actually spend the time with you to do this. And I can't tell you how many people come into our law firm and they terminate another law firm and they come in and they say, well, you know, either I haven't talked to an attorney in months or I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening on my case. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. That's just not right. That's not good. It's not good for you, right? How refreshing would it be from the get-go, from the very beginning, that you know what to do? You know what the tips are. You know what our tips are. You know what our strategies are. We give them to you to help you win your injury claim. Today we're talking about the top tips for winning your injury claim. We've been talking about treatment. If you don't think these insurance companies don't look at treatment and your treatment records, you're on another planet. They do. And they use them to beat you. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, good morning. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We're on your side. We represent individuals like you, injured individuals. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims and their families in an injury case and put their lives back together again. And we can help you. You can call us and put our experience to work for you, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Or in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We are here for you. We will come to you. We've done cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 35 years. We know the tricks the insurance company is going to use, and we can educate you. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Now listen, today we're talking about tips to win your injury claim. We've been talking about treatment. Brad, let's break down further for everybody how insurance companies attack the treatment. Sometimes they say you overtreated, you undertreated. Oh no, you undertreated. You didn't treat enough. Or no, you treated too much. And if you don't think that they don't look at those treatment records and what the diagnoses are and way to cherry pick words and sentences out of the records, then you're wrong.
Well, there's no satisfying them. So, you know, And there's no satisfying the defense doctors that are going to review what's gone on. In 30, 40 years of practice, however long I've been doing this, I don't remember maybe three or four times, five times, where the defense doctor has actually said, yeah, the treatment was appropriate and the injuries are true and we agree with the plaintiff's doctor. Instead, what the defense doctors do is they'll either say, oh, this person overtreated and therefore their bills are too high. They're not really hurt as bad as they are. Now, this is what you're going to get most of the time. They're not really as bad as they were. And while we don't say the doctor committed malpractice or negligence, it's just overtreating. The doctor treated what they complained about, but they shouldn't have had those complaints. And the doctor treating them should have called them on it, or at least should have recognized it. And if they didn't recognize it, well, I recognize it, and I'm smarter than the doctor treating because I've got a lot of experience. Primarily that experience is testifying for insurance companies, but I've got a lot of experience and I can tell you the normal recovery should have been in this category. And the plaintiff, the hurt person, obviously doesn't have the normal recovery, and it's not because they're different, it's because they are liars and they're just trying to make themselves more money, and they're doing this for secondary gain or a number of other terms that they use to try to tell people that the person is a liar. And so when you start breaking down the treatment, you need to once again have a doctor who is strong enough to stand up to those kind of comments, recognize them for what they are, and then say, and have an organized and a systematic way of treating, and recognize that every individual is different. Gary may recover from something faster than I may, or he may recover slower, or he may have pains that are different from what I would have in the same exact crash. So you need to recognize that those are different. And that as you go through the process, what you need to recognize as the patient, as the person who's being treated, or if it's your relative who's being treated, or your loved one that's being treated, or somebody else you know is being treated, you need to recognize that people heal differently. And because they heal differently, they have to have the opportunity to get the necessary medical care. And you've got to be ready to justify it.
Right. So the point here, your tip, on how to win your injury claim is you got to pay attention to your treatment. You got to pay attention to the doctor you're using, and you got to pay attention to your treatment. Are you a compliant patient? Are you being compliant? All this fits in. But on the other side of the coin, the insurance company will hire their own doctors, as Brad just said, and they will say things about you. And rarely have I seen a flattering complimentary report that supports the injured victim. It usually reads something like where they're implying that you're a poor records historian, meaning you're not really telling the truth. You don't really know what your injuries are. Most of the time they say something like, well, they were injured initially, but it would be, listen to these words very carefully, it would be expected. That's what they put in the report. It would be expected that this person, this injured victim, would be over this by now, and they're not. So they're implying you're making it up, you're faking it. And so this has to be, you have to have a game plan on your treatment. You have to have a game plan strategy on how the insurance company doctors are going to attack your case. Because if you don't, imagine what's going to happen here. And you have to be experienced enough to know these things and to educate and advocate for you. Bell and Pollock, you can call us right now. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Want a game plan? Of course. Need a game plan? Mandatory. Come see Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. And, you know, we don't give you just a drive-by, what I call a drive-by. We send an investigator out to hand you some papers. Here, sign here. We'll talk to you later, maybe much later, maybe never. At Bell and Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney. You're going to have a game plan. You're going to have a free initial consultation, and it's going to mean something to you. And we're going to give you information that you can implement that day, that very day, and in the future, to help you win your claim. Because if you know the pitfalls and the traps these insurance companies are trying to attack your claim, then you can win. So we're talking about the treatment. And I want you, Brad, I want to cover just a minute because you made a very good, big, important point here a minute ago. You go to your doctor, you're treating with your doctor. This might be your family doctor for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, doesn't matter. And the doctor orders this, they order your MRI, they order X-ray, they give you PT, maybe they prescribe acupuncture. And then later this insurance company doctor or the insurance company says, well, that you overtreated, it wasn't necessary. What they're really saying, folks, is that your doctor did unnecessary treatment. What is that, fraud? What is it? Let's talk about that a minute, Brad.
It's very interesting because they walk this careful line that people tend to buy. And what the defense doctors will do is they'll say this doctor overtreated and didn't need to do all this treatment. And obviously implying or even saying the medical bill shouldn't be that high. And then they look and they say, no, the doctor is fine. The doctor didn't do anything wrong. And you go, well, wait a minute. If the doctor overtreated and the doctor charged for that overtreatment, then what are you saying the plaintiff's doctor did? This goes back to what I said to begin with, that you need plaintiff's doctors, or your treating doctor has to be someone who's willing to walk into a courtroom or get involved in a deposition and stand up to what the defense doctors are going to say. And, you know, because the defense doctors are going to say that. They overtreated. They didn't need this care. They should have recovered. They were malingering. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And then, but then on the other hand, they'll say, well, the doctor was giving treatment according to how the person checked in, according to what the person said, what the injured party said, or the patient said. So they were appropriate in their treatment, but really that person shouldn't have needed that treatment or shouldn't have been getting that treatment and was probably lying about their symptoms.
I tell you what, one of my favorite, which really means unfavored, the tactics by these insurance company doctors that you need to know about it. And once you're educated, you will know and you can win, right? One of them is they always put in the report most of the time that the injured person is just really doing this for secondary gain. What does that mean? Secondary gain. What that really means is that you're not injured. You're faking your symptoms and you just want money. You just want some money. That's secondary gain. But when we get them in depositions, what do you think about this question that we ask the insurance defense doctors? What do you think? Doctor, you charge for your services, right? Yes. And you examine 4 injured people per day, 5 days a week for a year. How much money is that? I don't know. I can't calculate it. It's not. You have to ask my bookkeeping department. Okay, doctor, that's fine. We'll do that. But you are doing this for money, right? Yes, and you write these reports against these injured victims for money, right? Yes. So really, when you say the injured victim's in this for secondary gain, you're talking about yourself. You're in this for secondary gain. You write these biased reports for these insurance companies and for these defense lawyers. They're biased reports, and they imply the injured person is faking, making things up. And so you really want to get paid money, and you are in this for secondary gain. And so, Brad, the treatment records are incredible. Important, and the treatment protocol and how you can prove it to the insurance company.
That's exactly correct. And so you need a doctor who's going to be setting the appointments and is going to see you and is a good doctor and knows what they're doing. You need to yourself to stay on top of your treatment, to know what your treatment is necessary, and to know why you're getting that treatment and what you're headed towards. You need to be honest with the doctor, and when you report in, you need to be recognize that those forms you fill out each time you go to see the doctor are very important, that they're going to be saying things that are, you're in essence saying things that the defense lawyers and the defense adjusters and the defense doctors are going to look at and are going to use in one form or another. So you need to make sure you're entirely accurate and you're not just giving your feelings for that particular day or for that particular moment or for that particular couple of days prior to going in to see the doctor, and that you're actually giving a consistent and informed statement about how you are.
Right. So, you know, sometimes people have bad days and they say, well, they filled out this form and they didn't really care about it and they weren't complete and thorough. Well, these insurance companies look at all these forms. They look at every bit of your medical records. They read them. They analyze them. They summarize them. They summarize your medical bills. So your treatment, this is a top tip for winning your injury claim. Your treatment protocol, your treatment status, your treatment conservative modalities of treatment or more different procedures like surgery. They have to be covered with your doctor, honestly, completely, thoroughly. But you can win this war. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back.